Country that's surrounded by water, run out of it. The answer is coming your way. I'm Carl Azuz, welcoming you to this Thursday edition of CNN Student News. First up, anger in Athens as Greek protesters take over the streets of their capital city. Earlier this week, we talked about Greece being in financial trouble. The government's trying to find ways to cut spending in order to avoid going broke. They've already made some changes, including layoffs and salary cuts, and they're planning to do more. Obviously, this is not going over well with Greek citizens. Yesterday, thousands of them marched through Athens, speaking out against their government and its cuts. They actually shut down part of the city. There was also a nationwide strike by public workers. That shut down the Athens airport, government offices, and schools. Some high school students held their own protests at schools that were in session. Several countries are trying to find ways to stop the violence that's been going on in Syria. Protesters there are speaking out against their president, and Syrian government forces are reportedly cracking down on the protesters. The United Nations Security Council voted on a resolution Tuesday that would have called for an immediate end to the violence. But two of the council's permanent members, China and Russia, voted no, so the resolution didn't pass. China said it wouldn't have helped Syria's situation. Russia was concerned it might send the wrong message. The no votes led to some pretty harsh words from other nations.
The United States is outraged that this council has utterly failed to address an urgent moral challenge and a growing threat to regional peace and security.
Let there be no mistake, this veto will not stop us. No veto can give carte blanche to the Syrian authorities who have lost full legitimacy in assassinating and killing their people.
There's a bill moving through the U.S. Senate that could take aim at one of America's trading partners, China. This bill would put a tax on any products that come from a nation whose currency is undervalued. China has been accused of manipulating its currency to keep it weak. Now, why would a country want to do that? Well, if your currency is weak, it means your products are cheaper to buy. That might be good for the country with the weak currency, but if you're an American manufacturer, it means having to compete with cheaper Chinese products. The senators who support this bill say they're trying to help out American companies, but some leaders in the House of Representatives say the U.S. should not get involved with another country's currency.
I think it's pretty dangerous to be moving legislation through the United States Congress forcing someone to deal with the value of their currency. This is well beyond, I think, what the Congress ought to be doing.